When I was a kid, autumn meant going to the apple orchard. There was an old barn there. I don't think it had ever been painted, and the wood planks were weathered gray. The barn smelled of apples, of course, but not just the fresh ones. There was also the sweet, sour smell of apples fermenting on the dirt floor, rejects that didn't make it to the bushel baskets for sale. Bees were always hovering over the bruised and brown skin of the slightly rotting fruit. After my dad paid the old guy who owned the orchard, I would ask for one of the newly picked apples. That first bite of the hard, sweet little apple would bring such a rush of flavor, reminding me of the autumn before. This was harvest, the essence of fall for me. This was the celebration, the taste of that apple. Today, it's a different story. Today, a trip to the apple orchard is much like a trip to a carnival. A little train circles the orchard. Kids crawl through a rainbow-colored inflatable worm. There's a corral of little tractors that the kids pedal in circles. Draft horses draw wagons through the fruit trees. And, oh, yeah, the orchard sells some apples, too. I wondered if some of the folks my age or thereabouts longed for the simpler times when celebrating fall meant that first bite of apple. I wondered if they thought the kids today, mesmerized by gimmicks, games, and glitz, might be missing something.
Well, when we were little, we didn't have anything even like this. It was just the apple cider and the donuts. So now you have this wonderful place with the pumpkins and the train rides and the skeletons and the donuts and all the fun things to bring the grandkids and the kids to. I think it's a lot more fun now, and they appreciate it more when they go. We do this as a family, so I think it's being together as a family.
Oh, I think it's good for the kids who lives in a city to get out and, you know, walk around and get some fresh air out here in the country.
I mean, with our grandchildren, and I mean, it's just been beautiful. The atmosphere is nice, and I mean, it's just lovely. That's all I can say.
Well, okay, so I guess the visitors to a place like this would be enthusiastic, or they wouldn't be here, right? But what about the owners? I mean, after all, here they are, growing a good product, working through the year to produce this fruit, and they've had to resort to this circus to get people to come in. What's wrong with just selling apples? I figured Michael Beck, one of the owners of this orchard, would understand what I was asking about.
Our returns on fruit in a wholesale sector was horrendous, and it still is horrendous for other growers. But we needed we wanted a way to actually profit from our fruit, and selling retail and doing fun things for people at a farm was the best way to get that crop moved.
Now, to a person, everyone I've asked thinks this is great and so much better than when they were kids. But I'm wondering, you know, for me, the apple was the big celebration, you know, and a little bit of cider, or maybe if you're really lucky, a caramel apple. You think the kids today are so wrapped up in the carnival aspect that they miss that kind of celebration of the harvest?
Well, I don't know. We sure do sell a lot of cider and caramel apples and apples, and I see a lot of families taking home apple products, and I think they still get the enjoyment of the good food, plus we offer that fun atmosphere.
All right, so he's still selling apples, and he's making a buck. That's admirable, considering the competition of imported apples. But surely there's someone who remembers the simpler days of being happy just because of the taste of that crisp bite of apple. Somewhere. Well, I did find someone, finally. Tom Kilgore was standing, waiting for the return of the train. He sort of had that look of someone who was, well, trying to be patient. You know, a parent or a grandparent who was sacrificing a beautiful day to make someone else happy.
People like fresh apples, so they'll go to an orchard and get the fresh apples without this stuff.
So you could take it or leave it?
I could leave it, yeah. I came because of the grandkids, so that's the only reason I'm here.
Kilgore says back home he just goes to a quiet little orchard to buy his apples and maybe sip some cider. But you know, as I was strolling around the grounds, reading the signs that directed RV traffic, RVs, at an apple orchard, as I was looking around, it dawned on me, for most of the people here, this was more about family than it was about fruit. Maybe the carnival atmosphere of today's apple orchard will be the precious memories of autumn for these kids when they're my age. Maybe. For me, I'll stick with that first bite of apple. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham. Wow, sweet.